What up, son? To all the killers and the $100 billers. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share.
Well, you're listening to Shook Ones by the hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. The lead rapper of the group, Prodigy, died yesterday. He was just 42 years old. Now, an official cause of death has yet to be determined, but a publicist for the group issued a statement saying that Prodigy was hospitalized in Las Vegas for complications due to sickle cell anemia. Now, this morning, when we were discussing Prodigy's death in our editorial meeting, one of our producers talked about Prodigy and what his music meant to him specifically, and so we thought we'd invite him in. Sean Bowden, he's a producer here at Radio Boston. And Sean, good to see you on this side of the glass here.
Hello, Megan. It's different over here.
So first of all, Prodigy is a very big name in hip-hop, but for those who don't know a lot about his life or his music, just tell us a little bit more about him.
So Prodigy was one half of the rap duo Mobb Deep. We say Prodigy was the lead rapper. Really, they shared roles as rappers, but he was the better rapper of the two. Havoc, he was the producer. They came out in 1993 with their first album called Juvenile Hell. They were young. They released eight albums together, and Prodigy released four solo albums of his own. They had one platinum album thanks to a single that featured Lil' Kim, but beyond that one platinum album, they really had a following in underground hip-hop more so than popular mainstream hip-hop.
Yeah, no, he grew up in Queens, right?
He did. He grew up in the Queensbridge Projects, which is an infamous project when it comes to hip-hop history. A lot of big names have come out of that community.
So tell me more about what was it about his music and his rap that made it so special?
He had this uncanny ability to connect with a very specific audience. I mean, he was on a major label, but at the same time, it felt as though he was talking to a particular group of people who felt no one else was talking to them. People who grew up in the projects, people who grew up in ghetto America in late 80s, early 90s. And there were other rap groups that did that. But when I think of Mobb Deep and I think of Prodigy, I sort of differentiate them between groups like NWA, who talked about things like that, but in a cartoonish manner. The way Prodigy did it, he said things that you couldn't pick up unless you experienced that life, unless you've seen it, unless you went through it. So you and I may be listening to his record, and there may be something that resonates with me that may not resonate with you, and that made him special.
Well, let me ask you, because I was looking at some of the lyrics in Shook Ones, actually, and there's this line, "I'm only 19, but my mind is old." Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
That's exactly the kind of thing.
So what is he saying there that reached you so much?
I wasn't 19 at the time. I was probably 15, 16 at the time. But I definitely felt older based on my experiences. And hearing someone like him say something like that, a little snippet like that lyric, like, "I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold." It's just, yeah, like that happened to me yesterday when I had that encounter with so-and-so, or when I lay down in my bed and I thought about some of the experiences that I've had in my short life. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so much the gruesomeness of his lyrics. It was little gems like that. And his ability to set a scene that if you'd been there, you knew it. I also remember the cadence in his voice. Mm. It wasn't always his lyrics. He also had this flow to him that a lot of times people think about rap and they don't respect the musicality of it until they try it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, it's not just talking for 4 minutes, right? So he had this cadence about him that it seemed as though it flowed with the rhythm of the street, with the rhythm of the projects.
Do you have another track here that you want to talk about that describes that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, let's play Hell on Earth.
Test me, you must be Benji. Don't tempt me. I had this full clip for so long and needs to empty. The reason
reason why I fool for so long, cause I don't waste it. You properly hit blood in your mouth so you can taste it. Quiet is kept, I lay back and watch the world spin. I hear thugs claiming that they're gonna rob the mall when they see us. I tell you what, Black, here's the issue, it's a package deal. You rob me, you take these missiles along with that. I ain't
to what do you love about that?
It's aggressiveness. It's grittiness. It's to be honest with you, it's violent. But being a adolescent male and growing up in a certain environment, it was cathartic to listen to. I wasn't attracted to it because I wanted to go out and do violence. It was like I got this on my chest and I got to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are talking about what's going on in my community. But there aren't too many of us who are, or, you know, like, let me explain it in graphic detail, but I just got to get this off my chest. I got to release this energy. And he sort of talks about that himself. He did an interview on NPR, and he talked about, you know, this isn't me trying to call anyone out or target them. This is sort of me just letting it out.
It gave me a life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because my life before hip-hop was just pain, like. Sickle cell was my life before hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I ain't really have no life. That was it. You know, I'm growing up and just that's all I knew was just being in the hospital all the time. Mm-hmm. And then music, when I first started hearing like Run DMC, LL, My Radio, and you know the Juice Crew and all that, I started seeing all of that. You know, the aggressiveness of it just attracted me to hip hop. Because I was angry inside. I was an angry kid because of the sickle cell. And you know, so I liked the anger in hip-hop. So that's what attracted me to it. That's what made me want to do it. It made, helped me get my aggression out.
That's Prodigy speaking to NPR back in 2013. Interesting that he brought in his sickle cell into part of the potent mix that gave birth to his art. I'm going to call it that. But the thing that Sean that I'm wondering is that obviously Mobb Deep was a very important part of hip hop, and they have a loyal fan base, platinum album as you talked about. But maybe they're not the household name that some other rap duos or groups are from or have that came out of the same era. Well, why do you think that is?
Well, number one, that era of hip hop was tremendous. So their peers are still considered the greatest of all time right now. So they were competing with Nas, they were competing with Tupac, competing with Biggie, competing with Jay-Z, competing with everyone who lived in the same housing development as them. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the giants of the genre. And they also didn't make an attempt to water down their music or add catchy singing or hooks or dress in costume for their music videos, right? They weren't in the shiny costumes. They would take a camera crew, go to Queensbridge Projects and shoot a music video. Or, you know, they told gritty tales of crime or whatever mischief that they were getting into or their community were getting into, and they just let it play out. So if you didn't fully understand it, you just didn't. And so it was hard to make a mainstream crossover hit with that type of content.
So does that mean that you think or maybe not that there's a new artist or maybe someone on the horizon that could fill the particular gap that Prodigy's leaving?
No, there's no one to fill that gap. That era is dead and gone. It's not going to come back. The reality that they were living for better, really, is gone. And I'm talking about the crime rates in the early 90s in urban America. That's gone. So I don't think that we'll ever see someone else like Prodigy, someone who can describe what's going on and have an audience connect with it like he did on a track like Survival of the Fittest, for example.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. Run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look.
Well, Sean Bowden is producer here for Radio Boston, talking to us about the legacy of hip hop artist Prodigy, who died just yesterday. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you, and it's surreal to hear Mobb Deep playing on WBUR, but I love it.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. And leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffing live, relaxing.